Welcome back to the lab. Sources have been removed from this recording for compatibility with listening. Visit quantumdisciple.com to view the sources in detail. To the students, the skeptics, and the science lovers. In the academic world, Darwinian evolution is treated as the foundation of all biology. If you question it, you are often labeled as anti-science or an uneducated religious fanatic. But as a systems architect, I do not look for consensus. I look for code. I look for mechanisms. We need to make a critical distinction right now. Microevolution involves small changes within a species, like bacteria becoming resistant to antibiotics or finch beaks changing size. This is a verified fact. It is simply adaptive software. Macroevolution is the idea that a single cell turned into a human being over billions of years through accidental mutations. This is a completely different claim. In this presentation, we are going to audit the mechanism of macroevolution. We are asking one fundamental question. Does the hardware support the theory? Section 1.0. The hardware problem, the Cambrian explosion. Charles Darwin predicted that the fossil record would show a tree of life. This would be a slow, gradual branching where simple organisms slowly morphed into complex ones over vast ages. He famously stated, quote, "Natura non facit saltum," end quote, which means nature does not make jumps. But when we dig into the layers of the earth, specifically the Cambrian layer, we do not find a tree. We find a lawn. Consider the event known as the Cambrian explosion. In a geological blink of an eye, almost every major animal body plan appears suddenly in the fossil record. We see complex creatures with compound eyes, spinal cords, and hard shells appearing out of nowhere with absolutely zero transitional ancestors beneath them. This creates a logic failure. Evolution requires millions of intermediate steps. The Cambrian explosion shows zero. It is like finding a fully built Boeing 747 in a junkyard with no bicycle parts or half-built wings anywhere around it. The biological hardware appeared fully formed. Section 2.0, the software problem, DNA and information. In the 19th century, Darwin thought a cell was just a simple blob of matter. He did not know about the operating system running inside it. We now know that DNA is a complex 4-character digital code. It is not just like a code, it is literally a language that stores instructions for building proteins. Think about the origin of code. In the entire history of the universe, we have never seen information arise from noise by accident. If you see the letters SOS written in the sand, you do not assume the waves did it. You assume an intelligence was there. A single human DNA molecule contains more information than the entire Library of Congress. This exposes the mutation myth. Evolution claims that random mutations wrote this code. But in computer science, random changes to code are called glitches, not upgrades. If I randomly delete or swap lines of code in Windows 11, I do not get a better operating system. I get the blue screen of death. Mutations degrade information. They do not create new functional blueprints. You cannot build a new wing by accidentally breaking the code for a leg. Part 2, Section 3.0, the engine problem. Irreducible complexity. Darwin admitted this in his book, The Origin of Species. Quote, "If it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed, which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down," end quote. Enter the bacterial flagellum. This is a microscopic outboard motor on the back of a bacterium. It spins at 100,000 revolutions per minute. It has a rotor, a stator, a drive shaft, a U-joint, and a propeller. It is a masterpiece of engineering. The problem here is irreducible complexity. This motor requires 40 different protein parts to function. If you are missing just one part, say the drive shaft, it does not work at 50% efficiency. It works at 0%. It becomes dead weight. This creates an evolutionary trap. Natural selection only preserves things that work. It cannot save up broken parts for a million years, hoping they will eventually become a motor. Imagine step one. Evolution builds a rotor. It does nothing. The bacteria dies. That is the end of the line. For this biological motor to exist, all 40 parts had to appear simultaneously and assemble correctly. That is not evolution. That is engineering. Section 4.0. The fossil gap. The missing links are still missing. We have been digging in the earth for a century and a half. We have found billions of fossils. We should be swimming in transitional forms. Creatures that are half fish and half frog, or half reptile and half bird. But look at the reality. The late Harvard paleontologist Stephen Jay Gould admitted this fact. Quote, "The extreme rarity of transitional forms in the fossil record persists as the trade secret of paleontology." End quote. We have distinct species. We have variation within those species, but the chain connecting them is simply missing. The data suggests species appear abruptly, stay the same for millions of years, and then go extinct. This matches the creation model, not the Darwinian model. Section 5.0. The conclusion. The design inference. When I look at a cell, I see digital code in the form of DNA. When I look at the bacterial flagellum, I see a rotary engine. When I look at the Cambrian fossils, I see a sudden installation of life. The scientific method requires us to follow the evidence wherever it leads, even if it leads outside the boundaries of strict materialism. The evidence suggests that life is not a happy accident of chemistry. It is the product of a mind. We are not random glitches. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe. And visit quantumdisciple.com for more Christian research. Quantum Disciple out.